So when I was a kid, I had a cuddly toy bunny, and I called the bunny Nathan. How narcissistic was I as a kid, calling my little fluffy bunny Nathan? The height of narcissism, you might think, a comedian will often want to tell you the difference between a cat and a dog person. A dog person, they say, is narcissistic, they just care about themselves. I want someone to love me. That's why I'm a comedian, they say, love me, love me. When the truth is, I don't give a shit if you love me or hate me. Because I'm a cat person, aren't I? Or a fake bunny person. I'm very giving. I'm giving. I want to look after someone or something that may not give a shit about me. Often cats don't give a shit about you, do they? And fake bunnies certainly don't give a shit about you. Any chance to fuck off, they do. Particularly fake bunnies. You can cuddle that fake bunny all your life, for its whole life. Average life expectancy of a bunny, 10 years. I cuddled that fake bunny for 10 years as a kid. I got it like 2 years old, you know. I don't remember it at all, this bunny, but I'm told. Got photos. Don't remember. And where's that fake bunny now? Fuck knows. It doesn't matter, I guess. I just want to love someone or something, you know? That's why I've had kids. Loving people that sometimes don't give a shit. It was Father's Day recently. My son, yes, he loves me, but on Father's Day, he wakes up in the morning. I put this on my Twitter, you can see it, this is true. He's folded over a sheet of A4 paper and in bubble writing has written, Happy Fahers Day. Fahers Day. Yeah, that's right, he missed out the T. A father. He's 14. Happy Fahers Day. He's 14, he can't spell father. Thank fuck he's good at music. He'll be doing an episode of Daily Notes very soon. Or as he call it, Daily Nose. For sake, thick as shit. Anyway, when I moved in with my stepbrothers when I was 11, my first memories, when I was like 11, one of my stepbrothers used to kick the dog that we had. I have a vague memory of them kicking the dog and also taking the piss out of my bunny, saying I was too old for it and chucking it over the fence. My stepbrothers and my stepdad, they took the piss out of that bunny. It's probably why I lost it somewhere, probably on purpose. Do you know what it's like living with people for years that don't give a shit about you? My bunny does. My bunny, Nathan. Yeah, my stepbrother used to kick the dog. A footballer, Kurt Zouma, in the UK was filmed recently kicking a cat. It's the worst thing you can do, right? I mean, but worse, a dog, because the dog wants to love you, you know? The cat, I mean, don't kick it, but the cat can give a fuck about you. Yeah, insouciant little prick. Still don't kick it, just maybe fucking next time you're stroking it, just dig a nail in or what, you just, well, I don't know, just like fucking cats bite you until you bleed, whatever. Just give a little bit back. I said, no, don't do anything. Even if the cats are annoying, scratchy little cunts, don't give a fuck about you. But I still love them, right? They're the people I love, the things I love, the ones that don't love me back. You know, I have so much love to give. Actually, I draw the line at cats. I don't give a fuck about cats. I piled all my love into that fake bunny when I was a kid. An inanimate object. But even then, I knew it would love me more than a fucking cat, little pricks. This isn't about being loved. I don't care about that, right? I think about that bunny all the time. Where is it? I can't remember the first 10 years of my life. Not a single memory. I reckon if I found that bunny one day, I could see through its eyes into the past. that maybe that's a reason the bunny should stay in the box. Put the bunny back in the box. Sometimes I don't even know myself what the fuck these mean. That's a laugh.